Welcome back, Eternal Swest, to the 37th episode. I'm Little D.
I'm Mason.
And today, me and Mason are going to be talking about, is it called Astro's? What's it called
again? Astro's Playroom.
Yeah, Astro's Playroom. It's an exclusive game on only PS5, and we're also going to be talking about the Marvel Avengers video game that
you can play. But I don't have a PlayStation 5. I just played at Little D's.
Yeah, he just plays it at mine. I can't talk right now. But yeah, those are two really fun games to talk about. So, let's get into this. Alright, so we are going to start off with Astro's Playroom, and Mason is going to explain it.
So, give me a sec to explain. So, basically, Astro's Playroom is a bunch of fun, there are four worlds that you can explore.
It's basically like a big obstacle course.
It's like a big obstacle course, four worlds to explore, and it's technically a big celebration of PlayStation 5, because there's a lot of PlayStation games in it, a lot of references and stuff, and yeah, Daniel's gonna talk now.
Okay, I'm gonna talk more about it. So, pretty much in the game, it's like a big obstacle course. You can complete, levels, and then you would get, when you would complete levels, you would get, PlayStation, what's the things called again?
Coins and stuff?
No, not the coins.
PlayStation memories or something?
Yeah, you would get, these PlayStation memories. So, there would be, the PlayStation 3, if you would complete this level.
Yeah, and
it would show.
We got the PlayStation 2 controller.
Yeah, we got the PlayStation 2 controller.
And we got this game called
So you can just see all the old school stuff, and then you can there's this cool part one world and one big level.
It's
like a jungle gym. Yeah. Well, not a jungle, but it's like a jungle. Yeah,
and it's really cool. And Crash Bandicoot's actually in it.
He is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't
know. Want me to show you?
No.
No, after the podcast.
Okay, yeah, after the podcast. But, yeah, it's a really cool one. My sister, she played, in the jungle one because there's, this kind of gymnastics thing, and that's the only thing she played over and over again. She would fall back and she'd say, I want to do it again! I'm like, you're doing the same thing. You don't know how to do anything else. So then, yeah, it just got kind of annoying for that part. But, yeah, Astro's Playroom is just, a PlayStation 5 exclusive game that is very fun to play, pretty much an obstacle course. One of the other worlds is that, it's kind of a future theme. It's
you can glide in
it,
fly in it.
Uh-huh, but the game gets kind of harder. There's harder bosses and stuff.
The last boss is a dinosaur, that is the first game on the PlayStation, a dinosaur game.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Do you want to start off with talking about Marvel Avengers?
Yeah, I guess. Marvel Avengers.
Scoot up.
It's a Avengers game, and it has fantastic graphics, and I got it for my birthday with my own money. And at the start of it, your character is a fan of Marvel. What's Avengers?
I forgot what it's called. No, yeah. Mrs. Marvel.
Yeah, but that's not her name right away.
It's Chimera.
Okay, well then let's just say Chimera, but I'm sorry for saying it wrong. Well, Chimera.
So what can you do in the game? What characters are in the game?
Thor, Hulk, Black Widow, Captain America, a lot of characters. Black Panther.
And Black Panther is a new DC thing that you can play. And there's other characters. I'm just gonna say the other characters. So that I know of. So first we have Iron Man. Kate Bishop or Bishop. I'm not sure how you say it. And then Hawkeye. So it's a pretty fun game. So
wait, Daniel, I have a question.
Huh?
Have you gotten to that one level where you're in a city as Tony Stank?
Yeah, I played that.
And like you, and like you have to fight these big robot mechs.
Yeah. So
yeah, I just can't get past that level.
Bro, it's easy.
So, I can.
Well, there's this one level.
And then there's like turrets, and you have to protect. Yeah. Yeah. Can you come next time? You
okay,
come
I'll
over
come
to
over
your
to
house. Me.
No, I have to come over to your house. So
I know, but I also...
You said the next time you come over to your house.
But I also deleted my progress, so I'm going to have
then
to
we have to do it all over again! So, pretty much, there's this cool mission where, like, you are Iron Man, and then, like, he has to get, like, all of his tech that this, this company called AIM stole. But, like, I'll just give you a quick warning for this. Like, the story of this game, even though, like, it's Marvel Avengers and Marvel was, like, a part of making the game, it is not the same story as the movies. It is totally different because there's this, like, in Iron Man 3 in the actual movies, like, there's this company called AIM. Well, not this company. Like, this business, I guess, that, like, they're bad guys and Tony Stark has to stop and, like, they're made out of fire or whatever. But, like, in the... in the Marvel Avengers video game, like, it's the same thing, but it has, like, a different color for the logo, and, like, they're all robots. There's, like, actual, well, there is some humans, and they're just all over the place.
My favorite part of it is the stealth part, where you go to the park to see Tiny Dancer.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite part, and you go
you like that part?
Yeah, I like stealth.
I hate that part.
I love
what the...
stealth, man.
So... it's just, like, a big story that you can complete, and then there's other stuff that you can complete, too. Like, you can be Hawkeye, there's a story mode. And if you, like, don't have the game, then you can watch it on YouTube and stuff. Just look up, like, Marvel Avengers gameplay, and there can be some gameplay with, like, this guy doing it on a PlayStation 5, and there's
the
no commentary.
The only thing that sucks is if you guys have a Nintendo Switch, you can't get it, but
yeah.
With any other console, like... PlayStation 4 to 5 or Xbox One
to
or anything like
Xbox
that.
Xbox One to
Xbox Series X.
Xbox Series X. I don't think you can play it on PC.
No.
I'm not sure, but there's also PC games that I think that you can't play, but you actually can play on it. But, yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, so, like, for... all of the characters, you can choose, like, different outfits and, like, different skills. For like, Tony Stark, you can choose... No, I'm using Tony Stark because people are going to be like, what the heck is that? So, I'm just going to say Tony Stark. So, he has, like, different suits you can choose. So, there's this suit. It's from Marvel Avengers Endgame. That is a movie. It is the nano suit. It is probably his best suit ever. It is amazing.
I wish Spider-Man was in that game.
That would be crazy.
Bruh.
I wish it would be the Spider-Man, like, from the actual Spider-Man. Well, not from the actual, like, from the Spider-Man on...
Bruh, are you gonna watch the New Way, the Spider-Man No Way Home movie?
New Way Home? Yeah, that's what
No
it's
Way
Home. Yeah, I know, but, like, you said New Way Home. I know it's
I want to watch that movie. It's coming out in December.
And then, like, for Black Widow, in Marvel Avengers...
I've
no,
played as Black Widow in it.
Well, you can... and you can choose, like, different outfits, and you can choose different outfits for every single
Bro,
one.
I'm excited to play the Black Panther game mode.
Oh, you're gonna get that? Is it free?
Yeah, it's free.
I'm not sure if it's free.
No, it's free.
I'm not sure.
There aren't any DLCs. There's just money. You can spend
money
on it.
Well, it pretty much is
it.
A DLC,
you
because
can,
DLCs can be like...
No, you can... the only thing that you spend money on the game is the game itself, and... coins if you want to get different skins and stuff
Bruh,
in the shop.
You just said it's free.
No, the Black Panther skin's free.
Okay. But yeah, I really like that game, or both of those games. I would recommend you guys trying them out. Try out the game if you have a PlayStation 5.
Or an Xbox One.
You can't... No, I'm talking about, like, Astro.
Oh, I mean, you should try...
Astro World, what's it called again? I keep on forgetting.
Astro's Playroom. I think I should have that PS5 instead of you.
Astro's Playroom, it automatically comes with the PS5. You don't have to buy it. Like, you don't even have to go to the store. It will just automatically show up on your home screen
but
after you're done sending
it. I would recommend, if you want an action fighting game that you can also explore in... and has a good story, and it's kind of hard. Marvel Avengers got your back.
Never heard of that. Wait, Mason. Are you talking about, like, Marvel Avengers Got Your Back is a game? Or is it just, like,
no,
Marvel
like,
Avengers has your back? I'm like,
what the... If you want that type of game, yeah.
If you want that type of game, yes, this man knows what he's talking about. So, like, definitely go check out Spider-Man Miles Morales if you have a PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 5 or just a regular Spider-Man.
And Marvel Avengers.
Yes, and the Black Panther one. And the Guardians of the Galaxy one is coming out, too.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, that's gonna come out, but they look weird. Rocket looks like... a rat.
Rocket looks like...
He looks like a rat. He looks weird. And then, the thing that, like, I wish that Marvel Avengers, like, the characters, I wish that they would actually look like from the movies. Because Tony Stark doesn't look like anything else. They don't sound the same. But okay. It's so fun.
Like, I really want the Guardians of the Galaxy game.
Well, it's like a DLC.
No. It's a full game by itself. It's coming out in October.
I thought it came out already. Okay.
It's coming out in October. It's not a Telltale. It's because most Guardians of the Galaxy games are that, but this is actually a fighting action game.
I also forgot to say that.
So get that when it comes out in October.
Yeah, I also forgot to say that there's lots of missions you are able to do. Like, even when you complete the whole story, there's so much missions you can do.
In what game?
In Miles Morales. Well, like, yeah, in Miles Morales too, but in just Marvel Avengers.
Also, if you have an iPad, I would recommend this new Marvel game that just came out. It's really good. It's free though, so that's the thing.
I never knew about that. But
I mean, that's because you don't have an iPad.
Well, I do have an iPad.
But you have
it now. We're recording on it right now.
Anyways, that's probably it for the podcast.
Yeah, well, do you have anything else to say about games? Or about new things coming out or whatever?
Play anime fighting games, that's all I have to say.
Alright, well, thank you for listening
to this. Play Psychonauts 2.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Do you have anything to say, Mason?
Play Psychonauts 2 and don't get sick.
Alright. Thank you for listening to the Eternal Royale podcast. Please follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, then please leave me a 5-star review and you will be featured in one of my episodes. You can also be featured in one of my episodes by sending me an email. I will put that in the link, in the description of my podcast. And you can go there, or you can copy and paste whatever email platform you're using. You can just send me some tips for Fortnite or for any other games that
maybe
I would play.
Maybe he needs some milk.
Something's wrong with you. And just some episode ideas, maybe some things I could talk about. Or just simply say hi and I will feature you as long as it is appropriate. But,
what do you mean? As long as their username's appropriate?
No, like as long as...
As long as the thing they're saying is appropriate?
Yeah, as long as the thing they're saying.
I mean, why wouldn't it be appropriate?
I mean, because... my friend got a weird email, and he didn't say it.
Okay, so maybe like we should stop.
This is a friendly. This is a friend. No, that's not.
This is a family-friendly podcast.
Family-friendly podcast. So yeah, because I don't like to say bad things on this because I want everyone to enjoy this podcast.
Bad things suck.
What?
Saying bad words suck.
Yeah, do not say bad words, people.
You can say the H word if you're
bro,
talking
Mason,
about the place.
What's
though.
Wrong with
if you're talking about the
okay.
place? That's fine.
We shouldn't talk about this.
But
anymore.
Ask your parents though,
Mason. Okay.
Okay, I hear.
Yeah,
Paul,
I heard something else. That was a very unexpected outro, but that's okay. We always like new stuff to talk about on our podcast. But
right.
Thank you for listening to
bye.
This podcast.
Peace, rock on.
Rock on. Peace.
Don't get sick at school this
yes,
year.
Yes, rock on, everyone. Peace.
Peace.
Welcome back, Eternal Sweats. So, I know that, like, I've been missing lots of stuff, like, in Fortnite. Like, there was recently a new skin that came out, last season, of course. But, I just wanted to say that I'm gonna have a big episode coming out tomorrow about Chapter 2, Season 8. I don't know if it's gonna be in the morning or, like, the afternoon. It's most likely, I'm not sure to be honest, but it's definitely going to be tomorrow. I'm going to try and go over everything in Chapter 2 Season 8, and there may be like a part 2 episode because there may be some things that I missed. So All I'm going to say is there's going to be a big episode coming out tomorrow, and please watch out for that and make sure to go listen to it. What episode is that going to be called? Let me see. It will be episode 43. And it will just be called chapter 2 season 8. So, excuse me. So make sure to watch out for that episode. And I'm sorry I've been like missing lots of things. I've just been really busy and I've not had anything to go over because I've been busy with school and busy with playing drums. Well, playing drums at my church. And just basketball. So I'm really sorry about that. But there is going to be a big episode coming out tomorrow. There could be a new skin coming out tomorrow in the I'm Shop. You never know. So, but yeah, I'm just really looking forward to go over the new season. And I went to the event. Oh my gosh, that event was crazy. But it was like confusing at some points. But I don't want to spoil it. Like, all I'm going to say is, like, Sloan, she technically traded us. She's a traitor, kind of. Well, it's hard to explain. Dr. Sloan is what I'm talking about, the NPC. But, yeah, I will see you guys tomorrow. So, yeah, make sure to look out for that episode. Peace.